Turn your Bibles. We probably won't be before you long. Turn the Bible to Luke 8, chapter 18 and verse 1. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody that can't stand. I understand the ones that maybe not be able to, but I appreciate that. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Glory to God. When you have that, would you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. And it said, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Amen. In the book of Matthew, St. Matthew, verse 26 and verse 41. When you have that, would you say amen? Thank you, Lord. St. Matthew, chapter 26 and verse 41. It says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. In the book of James, that's our last scripture, James chapter 5 and verse 16. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you have that, would you say amen? James chapter 5, verse 16. And it says, confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. We want to talk about today, pray and not faint. And we have preached a message like this way back a while ago, but this would be pray and not faint. This would be number two. Amen. Pray and not faint. Amen. Amen. And say that he spake the parable. Amen. Spake the parable. In other words, a parable is a story or illustration unto them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Amen. 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 We want to, the Lord wants us to pray about everything, especially the things that we don't know how we're going to get through them or how we're going to deal with them. Amen. Or what to do about things. Prayer is nothing but communication with God. That's as simple as it is. There's no big explanation. When you pray, you're praying to the Most High God. Amen. It's communication with God, and you're talking to God. Amen. You don't pray to a person. You pray to God. Amen. Amen. So what you're doing when you're praying, you're communicating with God. This is simply what you're doing. You're talking to God. Amen. Amen. And it says, and he spake unto them a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. The Lord said, in other words, cast all your care upon me because I care for you. Amen. He says for you to pray. Amen. So you won't faint. Amen. You faint in your mind. Sometimes the life, amen, can have circumstances that's overwhelming. Amen. That's overwhelmed. The Bible said, when my heart is overwhelmed in me, lead me to the rock that's higher than me. Some circumstances in your life can be just over your head. You can't almost handle it. And if you don't get some help from the Lord, amen, you would just about pass out from the load. Amen. Amen. You will go lose your mind. You can lose your mind or anything from being on a lot of load. Amen. But the Lord say, men ought to always to pray. Say always, not sometime. Always have a prayer life. If you don't have a prayer life, you need one in 2020. If you never had one, you need one. A prayer life is something I do on a regular. Amen. I communicate with God every day, not once a week, not twice a week, not here and there, but me and God have a relationship one with the other. Amen. And I talk to God about everything. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. I believe if we would, amen, the Bible said, acknowledge God in all our ways, that he would direct our path. I believe we would make so many errors and mistakes if we would just say, God, what do you think I need to do about it? Especially when you don't know what to do about it. Amen. Amen. You might say, well, I'm just going, amen. And we don't want to just spontaneously just act upon stuff. That is no wisdom, to spontaneously just act upon things. It's not. You might run right into a car accident and just pop up and I'm just going to do this all at once. You need to ponder your steps. Amen. You need to think about it. If you're not for sure about something, you need to be sure before you jump and just go do. You can save yourself a lot of trouble, a lot of heartache, a lot of stress. A lot of gas too. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. God, a lot of worry. Amen. Glory to God. Pray and not faint. Amen. Pray to the Lord and don't stress out, because fainting means you're stressed. You're going to stress out because it's just too great for you. Amen. Glory to God. I'm like this. It's like I love living stress-free life. I ain't saying I don't have things to bother me, but I know how to take them to the Lord. So I don't like a lot of clutter around me. I don't like, you know, sometimes I just got to have all these people around me, and you're going to have a lot of clutter too. Because most people got nothing but clutter. Most people don't go to God and ask God nothing. They don't have a relationship with God, so they handle everything in their own mind. So, amen, you don't know. If you be around there a lot enough, you're going to be in and out, up and down, confused. I don't like the spirit of confusion. Confusion or none of that. I don't like none to irritate me. I have a plan, a schedule, I kind of like got things in order where I like to do what I'm going to do and everything. I mean, sometimes it might have to change, but it ain't like I'm on the lamp one day on the floor the next day. I got a little idea where I'm going. Amen. So if you up and down like that, I'm like, get that mess away from me. Amen, because you make me have a wreck, a spiritual wreck. Amen, it's too much strain on my mind. Somebody give God a praise. Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And he spake the parable to them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. You know, when you feel real anxious all at once, I think I'm going to do this. I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to tell you, that don't come from God. That's an angel. That's a devil and your own spirit. You need to calm down. Amen. It ain't that deep. I used to didn't think like that. I had to learn some things myself. You know, I could be sitting on edge about a lot of stuff. I had to learn. And as I get older, I don't move that fast in my thoughts no more like that. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. It I done come comfortable the other way. And as you keep, that's how you keep stress off of you. Just get up out the middle of the beds. I'm going to run over here on out of town somewhere. He ain't got nothing to even together. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Glory to God. Yeah. Oh, so you need to have some kind of order. Amen. That's what it's called, order in your life. Order. Amen. Tell yourself to sit down somewhere. How you going to be 12 places at one time? Sit down.
Amen.
Then you talking about, oh, I'm so tired. And I went, and who told you to do all them things? Amen. Who told you to? Amen. Your flesh and the devil. Do you do God that way? No. He get the last of you or none. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah, Shatta. Men ought to always to pray and not to faint. God said, I keep you in perfect peace. God knows how to keep you in perfect peace if you do what he say. Now, if you're doing all the things what you want to do, you ain't going to have no perfect peace. Because you might be around things and people that they ain't going to have no peace. Glory to God. If I got to be around you, disapprove or point to you, then I won't be around you. Amen. You got to put point to nobody. Amen. I can't be with all these people at one time anyway. Somebody give God a praise. I'm scared of folks nowadays. I'm scared. Yeah. I told my sister that, so I ain't scared of them. Like, literally scared. I ain't scared. I'm scared. I don't think I'm scared like that. Because, you know, but I just scared of me. I want to stay in me. I want to come out of myself. Come and let the devil rule in me and stuff. That's not my character. I don't want that. Yeah. I don't want to come out of myself and do no harm to nobody. I don't want nobody harming me. So if you a person that you know, to be, you got too much going on, then I'm scared of you. One day you in your right mind, the next minute you in somebody else's mind, I'm scared of you. So I stay away from you. Yeah. If I've seen that enough, that's enough time for me. I ain't got to see it too much longer. I picked that up, and I know something ain't right. Nowadays, these people, they can snap you up, snap you down, cut you up, split you out, and everything else, and come back to you and talk to you like ain't nothing happened. Now, you know that's crazy. Amen. People don't believe in apologizing today. Back in my day, they said, if I did anything, honey, I'm sorry. Shoot, people don't say no sorry. They don't know what sorry is. They just feel like I'm all right. And most of the time they thinking the opposite way. They think about, well, you hurt me, you offended me. You ain't did nothing. You offended me. So they're the mindset of people. That's why you let them know the Holy Ghost ain't leading folks. The Holy Ghost leads you. The Holy Ghost don't fight one another. Holy Ghost gonna say, if I did it, ain't gonna be talking about if I did you. I'm sorry if I offend. Just come out and say, I'm sorry if I offend you. You know you said probably did offend. I'm sorry for offending you. How you lay down and go to sleep, the Holy Ghost gonna let you know something unless you don't have it. Amen. So since you don't have no order and you don't have no kind of control and you don't have no kind of discernment, you can't feel when you step on somebody's feet that I'm going to get out your way that you won't step on my feet. Amen. Move yourself out of harm's way. Amen. Somebody just keep walking over your feet and hurting you and stuff, and they keep doing it repeatedly. What does a wise person to get out their way? Uh-huh. Let them have the whole floor. Get out the way. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Pray that you don't faint. Amen. Pray to the Lord that you don't, amen, collapse under the load. And I would say just keep yourself free from getting under the load. Some people, I just want to be, I might not be like you, but why I can't be like you? What you, so curious yours, killed. Curious yours. Don't be too curious, try to find out. Just worry about what God said to you. Amen. Don't worry about what somebody else wear, what somebody else got on, what somebody else. Hey, worry about what God said to you. Amen. Quit looking over the fence, for you be over the fence. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. You keep looking over the fence trying to compare yourself. The Bible says they that compare themselves among themselves is not wise. Amen. It's not wise for nobody here to compare themselves. I'm not like this person, you're not like me. Don't quit looking at other people. Look at yourself. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Some people just do that for excuses anyway. Amen. You be around these people, I don't, you know, they won't change your whole demeanor and you let them do it. Well, you know, it's all right. I don't know. Well, why do y'all don't do this? Why do you do that? You just sit there, just like, just grumble all up. Well, here you come. Here you come. I think I'm going to do this too. Anybody told you to do nothing? And you ain't going to look like they look anyway, because you've been looking the other way so long. I'm a worker today. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. You ain't been walking around here, amen, showing this and that and that. You gonna try to, you gonna look ill, Bill. Somebody, come on. I'll tell it like it is. Look in the mirror. Don't be talking about what's the style. Look and see how it look on you. Somebody give God a praise, honey. I got mirrors. I look in the mirror. Well, I ain't putting on something there because somebody else got it on. I don't have hairstyle, had none of that. I can see what it look like on me. Now, if it ain't look right on me, then I'd look at it again and say, well, I won't wear that no more. Amen. But I'm going to look at what it looking at me. Not what it look like on somebody else. They may be more filled in here and there. You walk like this. That armor don't fit you. Don't do it. Well, God, let me get back to that. Somebody give God a praise. That's the truth. Some things y'all have common sense. Amen. I don't care if the world changing revolving around you. Amen. Stay where God wants you to stay. Amen. Amen. Somebody might not want to come up there. Like, they might get big, pretty blades. You might have the littlest ones you can't see. Yeah. Okay. Or whatever. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to October, Hoshaya. I preach it today. Yes, I will. Glory to God. Back in the day, they talking about the brick house. Everybody wasn't a brick house. Everybody was an everything house. Let me get back over here. So stupid, you have to fall over there. Amen. Somebody, that was, we prayed. It was first time we invite troubles to ourselves. I don't mean no harm to nobody, but honey, I can't have nothing stuck in my eye. I can't be doing like this. I don't do good with stuff. I'm going to do like you. I don't do good with that. So you ain't gonna put that. This one lady was preaching, and I seen on YouTube, she was just preaching. She said, oh, something in my eyes. She said, they got me all this stuff on me. She said, I just, somebody get this off me. I can't try to preach the word. I can't preach the word. How they gonna put no stuff that don't apply to you, that you can't handle. She took a wig and drove. Oh, I'm okay. Okay. She said, now I can go now. That's myself. Somebody give God a praise. Wow. If you meet somebody, you want them to see the real you somewhere in the picture. Because if they see all this other stuff, they want to know where you at. And you want them to be able to stay with you while they can see the real you. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. They got false hips and everything. Everything. So come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Handalaba whole shot time. Sometimes you can have so much stuff on, you look abnormal without it. Without it. You look lost. Something wrong, something different about you. You don't want stuff so long, you look different. Somebody give God. Come on, give God the praise. I know a lot of people probably were like, what's she talking about? But if the truth being told, honey, if they take on all that stuff, you wouldn't be like, are these the same people? Are really these the same people? Somebody said, go on and preach, you've been meddling. That's all right, I'm doing it all today. The work of evangelists, prophet, or whatever. Come on, God, a little teaching and everything. We'll give God, don't let people psych you out and try to make you something that you were not. It will not work for you. You the one gonna look like strange. Amen. Put that nice so I can get it. All right, glory to God. In the book of Matthew, we still talking about prayer, not faint.
Amen.
Amen. We're talking about, amen, keep the stress off of it. That's really what the Lord said, pray. If you pray about some things you won't be putting yourself into anyway. Amen. Some people tell people, well, if you just put this on, you'll get somebody. You don't get nobody anyway. If God don't give them to you, or you don't get a hobo or anything, somebody that don't, that God didn't give you.
Amen.
Amen. So they ain't gonna, the man, people today ain't looking at what you got on. They look at what they can get from you. Forget if you look like a bear in the street or whatever. They don't care. I'm just gonna really be in for real. And everybody telling everybody they're cute today. You better know how you, if you're cute for yourself. You know how you look in the mirror. You can look at yourself and see. You don't need nobody to flash and flash you up. You know what you look like. Amen. Well, so if they know how you look before then, so if they say that, you know they lying or something ain't right. I know how I look. I don't need you to butter me up like that.
I know that's right.
If you want to give me a little extra, that's fine. But amen. Don't overdo it if it's not true. Somebody get God a praise. I'm trying to get off from here. But am I right?
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And it says, hallelujah, watch and pray. Still talking about pray. Pray that you don't faint. Pray that you don't go crazy. I'm going to say that you don't lose your mind. Because there's so much stuff that you can be overwhelmed about that you can about lose it. Amen. Pray that you don't faint. And then it said, watch as well as pray. You have to watch as well as pray. Watch what? Watch means to, amen, to observe, to attend, to be careful, to be alert, to be cautious. We don't do all the praying and say, and don't even watch what? Watch yourself. Watch how you conduct yourself. Watch your surroundings like people doing that. Watch your surroundings. Watch what you engage with. That's what we're talking about, watch as well as pray. Because you could be in a very anointed prayer. And really have really talked to the Lord and really reached out to the Lord. But sometimes we don't watch our spirit. And the devil will send somebody to vex you that quick. You'd be like, all that anointing is prayer. I just prayed. What happened? You should have been on the alert. When I pray like that, I ask the Lord. I said, Lord, don't let anybody bother me right now. I'm just trying to get, because your spirit is open up. It's very open up. If somebody could say one thing and cross you wrong, you'd be like, I can't believe that I responded like that. I just got through praying. Watch as well as pray. Be on the alert. If you can't watch yourself, say, God, let me stay to myself for a while. Because your spirit's open up to God. If it's open up to God, it's going to be open up to other stuff, too. The devil knows that to come across you the wrong way. And that really bothers you when you come out of anointed prayer and something cross you like that. We have to watch as well as pray. Watch our surroundings. Watch what we do. It's not so much watching other people. Watch yourself how you respond to stuff. You know, how quickly. The Bible said be slow to speak. Slow to wrath. If you feel like you just can't do that, they say, Lord, put a watch before my mouth. There's a scripture for that. Put a watch before my mouth. My mouth will be closed. So I won't just. If you're a person that blurt out stuff like that, say, Lord, seal my mouth. Because a little few words can do a lot of damage. It do a lot of damage to your soul. Amen. Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Jesus.
Watch as well as say, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. God is saying, watch before the trouble come. That's really what it's saying. Watch before the trial come. Because we all be tried with something. Temptation is something, be you being tempted to do something in a wrong way that you shouldn't be, that you shouldn't do. It don't have to be sex. It could be anything. You could be tempted to steal. Hope not if you say it. But I'm just saying, you could be tempted to lie, to cheat, to do anything. I'm praying, Lord. Especially if you know you got some shortcomings, some areas of your life. Lord, help me not to do this thing the way I usually do it.
Amen.
Pray before the trouble happens. You know you're struggling with stuff. Lord, help me not to go that way no more. God, help me to pray about the situation. Don't act like, don't ignore it like it's not there. Lord, I'm praying. I got a quick temper, or I tell people off, or I got a nasty attitude, or I steal, or whatever. Lord, help me. Help me not to go there.
Amen.
That's what you're saying. Praying before. It say pray that you enter not into. It didn't say. It say pray before it happens. Whatever may happen. Lord, I'm praying that I be a better person in this area. I'm praying that I won't say this. I pray that I don't always tell the truth. I'm praying. I'm praying about all this before. I don't want to see myself keep going the wrong way. Temptation. Pray that you enter not into temptation. It says reason to do that. It said because the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. But it's saying your spirit is indeed to is willing to do what's right. Because Paul said every time I want to do good, evil's present with me. So I want to do what's right, but I see another member, one of my members, that make me do wrong things. So your spirit is out to please God, but your flesh will do what it wants to do. Your flesh is wild, buck wild, wow, without God, without the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost wasn't up in our lives in here, you'll see a different set of people doing it. They'd be the same body, but you'd be doing another thing. You'd do what you want to do. But people in the flesh, they do what they want to do. When you have Spirit of God in you, you do what God would have you to do. Whether you want to do it or not, you do what God would want you to do. You want to please God, so you don't just do anything you want to do. But when you're in the flesh, you don't care who tells you what. I do what I want to do because you're in the flesh. And the Bible said they that in the flesh cannot please God.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Jesus.
If you stay in the flesh too long, you'll be on your way not to a good place. Somebody give God a praise.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pray that you don't faint. Amen. And in the book of James,
hallelujah.
Amen. I mean, you know, you can't help nobody. You don't tell them the truth. Yeah, go straight there to the word. Person like me, I couldn't be in nobody. I'm gonna be honest. I couldn't be in nobody's church. Amen. If they were saying nothing to help me, whether I liked it or not, I couldn't be there. It wouldn't be enough to hold me there.
Amen.
I'd be back out on dance floor. I'd be back out in sin, doing what I want to do, because it wouldn't be enough to just put on some clothes and come to a building. That wouldn't be enough for me. I have to be hearing something.
Amen.
To keep me safe. How many of the word is a cleanser? He said, we are clean through the word. A lot of people, they want to sit on an anointing word because they don't want to be clean. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Glory to God. How do you want to be clean? You want to be right. You want to do what's right. There's no word too hard for you. And you ain't going to always be sitting back. It's not a good thing to always be talking about what they doing over there, comparing yourself. But after a while, like I said, you will be over there. Don't keep that. You know, we not like them. I'm not. You better just ask God strength. That's a weak area for you. It's got to strengthen you, because when you're fully persuaded, you don't talk like that. When you're not fully persuaded, you're going to be in and out, trying to peep around, see what they're doing around the corner, and then talking about it. Am I right?
Amen.
Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. And it says in the book of James, chapter 5 and verse 16, it says, confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. The Bible says, like I was saying earlier, confess your faults to one another. You got to go around telling people all your personal business. But if you got something against them, or you got some problems against them, there's something you're struggling with them, you should go to them. And not on Facebook, Twitter, you have to go to them individually and say, I don't know, you know, it's probably, I'm not saying it's you, but maybe it's me. I'm having a struggle with you. I just want to let you know to forgive me. You know, forgive me. You know, you don't know I'm having a struggle with you, but I'm going to struggle with you. Don't walk around in strife and all that. Confess your faults one to another. And it says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another. The Lord said, after you confess your faults, pray for one another. Pray for that person. Pray for yourself. Pray for others. That you may be healed. God said, first, if you confess your faults and you pray for one another, then I'll help you whatever struggle you got. Amen?
Amen.
That you may be healed. Glory to God. And it says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Effective means it's a productive prayer. Effective prayer. And it says effective fervent prayer. A fervent prayer is a heartfelt prayer. In other words, you're praying from sincerely from your heart. It's a heartfelt prayer. A fervent prayer is a heartfelt prayer. It's a sincere prayer. It's not just a prayer with words and you just think you're going to be heard for much of your speaking. You're going to be felt. It's going to come passion from your heart. You mean what you say. And I believe we will have a lot of more prayers answered in our life if we mean what we say to the Lord. Sometimes we pray to the Lord, our mind is running here and there. Sometimes, amen, amen, we really don't even know. Sometimes we tell God, if you was back up, you wonder, what did I just say? That means you're not sincerely praying to the Lord. You need to focus on, and the devil will come to you. He will come to fight you and tell you, you got something on the stove. You got to do this when you get up. You got to do that. Well, all while you're praying, those are distractions. Yeah. And you got to learn to stop and rebuke those distractions. Say, Lord, just help me to keep focus on you. Amen? Yeah. And it says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avail it. In other words, it's very profitable. It means a lot. Amen. The prayers of a righteous man, if it's profitable, and it means a lot to the Lord. God says your prayer is not going unanswered. When it's sincere, your prayer is not going unanswered. Did y'all hear what I say? When it's sincere, your prayer is not going unanswered. Your prayer is not going unanswered when it's sincere. It might look like it's going unanswered because it ain't been answered on your timetable, but it's not going unanswered when it's sincere. That means God goes right to work. He goes to work on your behalf. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Pray that you don't faint. Pray and not faint. If you pray, you will not faint. But if you don't pray, you will faint. It's just the opposite. If you don't pray, you're going to faint. Amen. If you don't pray, you're going to faint. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So pray and not faint. And if you faint, and if you pray, you will not faint. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, keep your mind on the Lord. Glory to God. And just praise him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pray that you don't faint. Amen. How many know God got everything in control? Amen. Amen. You got to know that. Amen. In your own circumstance, in your own situation, God got everything in control. Amen. And sometimes you just move back and see the power of God. Amen. And we don't have to get down and get with people and everything and say this and say that to people. Amen. You do that, you're going to get yourself all out of whack. You got to know that God's in control. Somebody give God a praise. Wave your hand to the Lord. Glory to God. God don't handle stuff the way we handle stuff. Glory to God. A lot of people, they've been walking with God a long time. They don't know no better. They'll cut you up, chew you up, spit you out, and everything. Amen. Yes, they will. Because, amen, they work in the flesh. And when they work in the flesh, I leave them alone, too. I don't fool with them. The people work in the flesh, they work in the flesh too long, they about to get your flesh worked up. Am I right? Amen. And so you might be trying to do it God's way. They get your flesh worked up. Mm-hmm. Amen. But if you leave it to the Lord, God be like, I got this. Amen. God watch. He got this. He got that. He got this. Amen. Glory to God. We don't play God. Amen. Well, let's God to give us something to say and do. We don't play God. But you leave it in his hands. Amen. He know how to work it. How many know God know how to work in every situation? Amen. Amen. Pray and not faint. Amen. Pray that you don't faint. And we all have to remember. We have to remember to do that. I have to remember that. We all have to remember to do that. I'm going to pray that I don't throw in the towel. Amen. I'm going to pray that I don't quit. I'm going to pray that I can keep the faith. I'm going to pray that I don't become discouraged, because you're going to be tempted with all of that. That's because you're saved. That don't mean you're exempt from discouragement. That don't mean you're exempt from feeling the downward. You will be tempted to feel all of that. Yes. But you got to, amen, amen, pray. Tell the Lord about it. Talk to the Lord. You can't talk to him a week and say, well, I talked to him last week. And then you don't talk to him. Well, you got to talk, keep continuing. Depends on how much is coming against you. You got to pray even the more. Mm-hmm. Amen. Sometimes we feel like, well, I already prayed and talked to the Lord. And see, when we're saying that, we really get an attitude because we really getting tired. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really getting tired. He already know it. Okay, but if you feel yourself getting in your flesh, then you better pray again. Because you're about ready to go off. Amen? So, amen. I believe we're done. Amen. Men ought to always to pray and not to faint. And God reminds us to do that. Amen. Cry out to God. Amen. Amen. Make your petition known unto him. Amen. Let the pressure, turn your pressure into some power. The stress and the pressure on you, don't take it out on people. Take it to the Lord and say, Lord, I need help. So he can, amen, give you some power. You can't tell people off and cut them up and stop, tell them down and everything. It does nothing good for your soul. It does nothing good for you at all. It makes you feel worse. Amen. And then you got to go back. It's like I say, people don't believe in apologizing today. They don't apologize. They just go on and get back with you like nothing never happened. I rarely see people do that anymore. I've seen a lot of that. I've seen it in the church too. A lot of people don't apologize. They don't come back and say, I'm really sorry. I didn't handle this way. Very few people you see do that. Most people, they just like, they don't feel like they did nothing wrong. So they ain't going to apologize to you. They may feel like you the one did something wrong. And you know if anybody did nothing to you and you the one, you acting ugly and you gonna think they did something wrong to you, something wrong with you. Amen. 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 So we think